It's 7:04, live from the WUFT newsroom. I'm Sky LeBron. Florida is a hotspot for government-sold homes in flood zones, according to a recent NPR investigation. The report found homes in flood zones sold by the Department of Housing and Urban Development were 75 times the rate of those sold nationwide. WUFT's Jack Prater spoke with homeowners in North Central Florida who bought their flood zone properties from HUD.
Keto, peaches, no speak. Keto, peaches, come, come.
Bernie Durrell lets his three dogs have free range on his 10-acre property in Wearsdale, Florida. But after heavy rains, some of that land is underwater. Durrell says just 5 years ago, the lake between his property and his neighbor's was completely dry. Now, it's about 5 feet deep. The rural neighborhood has asked for help from the local water board in dealing with rainwater, but residents haven't heard back from officials.
Homeowners Association and making decisions, you know, has no, they don't have any input from the St. John's Water Management District. So we do the best we can.
Durrell bought his home from HUD in 2019 when floodwaters were the highest he's seen on the property. In Florida, about 12% of homes sold by HUD were in federal flood zones. These properties are being sold in the middle of a housing crisis where median home prices outside flood zones are steadily rising. James Jawitz, a University of Florida professor of landscape hydrology, says we have two options to address human settlements in flood zones. Either retreat out of these areas or armor our structures. The latter is more common. Cities across the country build levees and divert rivers to protect the homes there. Jawitz says the choice to build and live in these vulnerable areas is usually up to the discretion of individual states.
You'll see some states, some communities where you can build in a wetland, you can build next to a river, and you know nobody's going to stop you until your house is flooded and you come to screaming to the government for some reimbursement.
But as climate change worsens the range and frequency of flood zones, these areas are becoming riskier to call home. Jack Prater, WFT News.